So, Jackie, why do you think Town of Basalt residents would vote against these measures?
You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, we talked a couple years ago about sending this question to the voters, and I just feel like that was the right thing to do, is to let the voters decide. And it's a little surprising to me. I don't know what the reasons are, and I may never know what the reasons are.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay. And what are some next steps that you think the town council will take? What comes next for that property?
Well, you know, that property is privately owned, and I can only assume that the owner is going to have to make a move to sell it to a developer, because they are sitting on quite a bit of debt that they have made pretty clear that they are rather tired of sitting on. So I have to assume that there's going to be a plan to sell that property to a developer.
How much control over what development does go on that property will town council have?
Well, town council has quite a bit of say, given that there's an approval process. You know, it would be like any other approval. It would go to the planning commission, and then it would go to the council. So the council would have the final word on whether it's approved or not.
This was a pretty hotly contested issue in Basalt. And I'm wondering, do you feel that the vote count shows any particular lesson or direction to town council?
I mean, I think there are a number of reasons why this may have failed. And I think some of it was definitely due to people having some fears about the money issues. But I'm really, really surprised at the presidential race.
What kind of an impact on local politics might that presidential contest have? What does that tell us about where we are?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, I think the whole national political scene has become so negative, and that has become so accepted. And you could definitely see that kind of negative approach dribble down into local politics everywhere.